Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill has been served an arrest warrant in relation to a fraud case by the country's anti-corruption body. Mr. O'Neill was served with the warrant this morning and was then expected to visit the police fraud office, but refused to come in for questioning. The legal action relates to millions of dollars of alleged illegal payments from the government to a law firm. The Prime Minister has dismissed a letter signed Peter O'Neill, which seems to authorise some of the payments, as a forgery. Liam Cochran is in Port Moresby. He joins me now. Liam, just tell us about this case and how this came to be served.
The case involves the country's biggest law firm, Paul Bracker Lawyers, and it centres on allegations that the government paid tens of millions of dollars in legal fees to this particular law firm. And the allegation is that a lot of those fees were dubious at the least and perhaps illegal at the worst. So that is the background to this case. And there were allegations last year that the Prime Minister signed a letter directing his Minister of Finance to make some of the payments. The Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, denied that, said the letter was a forgery. And the task force sweep did say a few months ago that they were going to leave the investigation on the Prime Minister for the time being unless fresh evidence emerged. And this morning, Peter O'Neill was served with an arrest warrant. I know there is a story in the Fairfax media that Australian forensic experts have linked the signature to Mr. O'Neill, saying it is genuine. So that may be the fresh evidence the task force sweep, the courts and police were looking for.
So what are his options now? I mean, how long can he refuse to go in for questioning? Can he do that indefinitely?
Well, that's a very good question, and there was a lot of speculation about that amongst the journalists as we waited out the front of the police anti-corruption office. The director of police crimes, Thomas Ayrlou, did say that they were giving him a little bit more time in respect to his high-ranking position as a courtesy, but as far as how long that can go on, it's uncertain. Now, look, I have just come from the courts, and I know Peter O'Neill's legal team is very urgently trying to take some action themselves and to put a sort of a restraining order on the arrest warrant, which is quite a complicated mechanism, but that's what it amounts to. And they're trying to get an audience with the judge this evening to put that in place. I would say that that will take priority as far as keeping the Prime Minister away from police questioning.
But it may come down, may it not, to a question of the Prime Minister's word that the signature is forged versus forensic experts saying that it's genuine.
It may well do. If the letter and the signature is indeed the key piece of evidence, which is what we're speculating is the case, then it could indeed come down to that. But it is fairly early days and the official documents haven't come out yet. So there's still a few details to fill in on this story. So we'll have to wait and see what exactly this fresh evidence is that has led to the arrest warrant for the Prime Minister.
And just to complicate matters yet further, I believe that there's even some doubt about who signed the arrest warrant because of the legal situation of the police commissioner.
Well, I've had confirmation that the arrest warrant was signed by the man who, at least until Friday, was the police commissioner of the country, Tom Kalunga. Now, on Friday, he was sentenced for contempt of court and given a sentence of 7 months with hard labour. He's since appealed that and is out on bail. But due to his current status, the next in line would be the deputy commissioner. And it's uncertain as to what his role in all of this is. But the actual arrest warrant was signed by the police commissioner. And to further complicate things, and quite ironic, I guess, but over the weekend, the Queen's birthday honours list was announced, and both Commissioner Tom Kalunga and the judge that sentenced him, Deputy Chief Justice Gib Salika, were both awarded knighthoods. So interesting, complex turns of events over here in Port Moresby now.
So it's sir versus sir versus sir in Port Moresby. Liam Cochran, thank you very much. Just Mr. Liam Cochran, actually.